Interview with a Dot by Jill Badonsky and Amuse's Daydream. Brought to you by Kaizen Muse Creativity Coaching. One of my favorite artists, Paul Klee, is quoted as saying, "A line is a dot that went for a walk." This quote got me thinking. What other things do dots do? Do dots hopscotch or twirl or do the half mambo? And what kind of line would that look like? A squiggle or a scribble? Are squares dots that do-si-do? And polka dots? Are those dots that do the polka? So I decided to interview a dot since this is a daydream. Hi, Dot.
Hello, Jill. Thanks for the dot opportunity.
So, Dot, Paul Klee said a line is a dot that went for a walk. How can that quote help people who want to draw?
Well, if people can take Klee's dot quote to their heart, they might be more playful when making their art. Taking a dot for a walk can make drawing more fun, and if something is fun, it will more likely get done. What helps with good art is it becoming a passion. To see art in new ways can make passion happen.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you. Do all dots talk in rhymes?
No! Don't assume all dots are alike. We're not all the same. We have different personalities and, for some, different names. Some dots are on scarves, some on skirts and on ties. Others are floaters you find in your eye. Some dots are purple and others are pink. Some are black dots over white kitchen sinks. Some dots have ambitions to be circles or squares. And others are zen and really don't care about ambitions, pressure, prestige and power. Some are in tubs so you don't slip in the shower. Some dots are Morse codes and hang out with dashes. Others are snowland on noses and eyelashes. Three dots in a row are called an ellipsis, which is not the same as lunar eclipses. But the moon, can be seen as a big dot in the sky. Amy Wallen makes dots that taste just like a pie. Freckles are dots you find on your skin. And the color of skin doesn't change what's within, so don't assume we're the same. We are definitely not. We are unique individuals. Dot, dot, dot.
Thank you, Dot, for explaining two things. How taking a dot for a walk can make art more fun and passionate, and how, although we might think dots are all the same on the surface, dots are all different things. Both important principles for the creative process and for loving others.
Thanks for having me.
After Dot rejoined her dot community, I wrote this. Dot was enlightening. Taking a dot for a walk does sound like more fun than drawing a perfect line. I probably wouldn't be an artist or a writer if it wasn't fun. I'm motivated by fun and stay in something longer when I'm having a good time. It sounds simple, but so many people approach creativity with too much seriousness. Perfectionism can paralyze people. But fun and perfectionism can't occupy the same space. When it's hard to get started or when I'm feeling resistant, I ask, how can I make this fun? And it makes the process more inviting. So take a deep breath in. And when it comes out, make your mouth sound like a raspberry. The vibration is relaxing and I feel like a kid having fun doing it. Now ask, how can I, meaning you, make the next small step of my creativity or my life more fun. No need for an immediate answer. Sometimes when we simply ask a question like that, we effortlessly gravitate towards making our world more fun in our own way, naturally. Fun people can also be medicine during a pandemic, even if it's on the phone or Zoom. Sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I call Nikki, who is the voice of the dot. She almost always answers, "I told you not to call me here," which never ceases to crack me up and make my day better. This can include comedians. My favorite is Mike Birbiglia. Cartoonists. And also pets, authors, essayists, or yourself. Walt Whitman said, "Do anything, but let it produce joy." The Muse's Daydream says, "Let joy help you produce the thing you do." Go see how you can have some fun today. The voice of the dot was played by Nikki Pittman, Master Kaizen Muse creativity coach, yoga and meditation teacher, your average everyday British dot currently from Chicago, and my funny friend. Nikki raises money for organizations that connect the dots. The Poor People's Campaign and Open Communities. Links for both of those are in the show notes. And I'm making a donation for Nikki being here today. The Muse's Daydream was written, narrated, and engineered by Jill Bodonsky. That would be me. You can find me at kaizenmuse.com. Be kind to yourself. Stay safe.